Hello, guys. Welcome to Trabtree's story, my story, your story. We are live again in Podbean. And today we are talking about, it's not a joke. Okay, guys. Grab your high heels and let's get fit. I'm coming up with all these weird things that I'm actually seeing out there. The age of the internet, right? So with me, as you know, guys, with me, I'm more into fitness and I'm always looking for things that, can change somebody's mind and how they see things. So, well, as I was also trolling on the internet, as usual, like everybody else, like, please, guys, don't tell me that you don't troll. We do troll and we go through these tunnels or whatever group. So then I also said this other one, which I actually saw, I'm coming up with what I said. So I saw a video of guys, they are selling this thing about people training in high heels. So this is a fitness class that you need to show up and you have to rock your full length heel. Girls, I know how to rock my heels. I'm one person who can go on heels for 8 hours, okay? 8 full hours on my high heels. And I think every girl out there loves actually their heels. But okay, let's pause in for a minute, guys, okay? Yeah, you are supposed now to be doing your fitness training for your health, guys, wearing your high heels, your red high heels, guys. So I don't know what you guys think about it, but I'll give you my truth anyways. No, I'm not cool with it, sweetheart. I can go and have my high heels. I can dress in my high heels, when I'm going out we call it slaying, folks. But slaying with your high heels in the gym, girls, it's a no-no, okay? Let me tell you one of the things is, the most thing about people is, you see, what you don't understand is, movement requires a certain biomechanics, and when you do exercise, you have to follow certain ways of moving, guys. And this is the thing is, because women, we are easy targets of all these gimmicks, right? Which is why we struggle, because everybody is coming up with whatever out there to entice something, actually. And I'll tell you, they will sell it to you like, okay, we are trying to motivate you. You can motivate me in another way, guys. You cannot use my high heels as a motivator to keep me in the gym, because that's not realistic, okay? This is not realistic. What else? I've seen it all, right? From prancing around in your G-string, in your thongs, and trying to make it look like we are all exercising. That's what the image we're creating. Let's move away from the image thing, guys. Let's look at the reality, the truth of what's really needs to happen for us to be actually healthy. Because it's almost like we have got all these teas thing. It's almost like, when you've got a dog, right, and you've got treats. This is the thing is, what's the use of the treats is to entice the dog and do that. This is how we want to actually behave when it comes to our health. It's not really a plaything, folks. It's actually a reality, because that's where your existence, your functionality is hinged in what you're going to do with your health. Not how you look like, how you walk like, how you dress like, or what you're wearing going to the gym. It's a full good thing, which is why it's a temporal thing. Today you feel like having blue or you whatever. Yes, it's just like spicing in your food, sweetheart, but it doesn't make the food, sweetheart. So you need to do things in a different way. It was quite interesting, because, and they are doing step, okay? Watch those hips, girls. Watch your back. Because before you know, I always say, when you buy those heels and you attend those classes, girls, you may as well put money on this side, because you're going to need a scooter or a wheelchair, because your knees, you're not going to have good knees. You're not going to have good back. You're not going to do anything. That's what I always say. When you want to build your house, guys, you can't take a wrecking ball and actually throw the wrecking ball to it. That's called demolishing, right? It's not building. It's not renovation. So why are you doing that? And most of the people that are actually doing this, you are heavy, which is why we want to do this is because we want to reduce our weight. And there you do, and you actually go in high heels in this. You can't do it when you are even barefoot. You can't even do it when you just have no more trainers. And then you put that difficulty of trying to spit on your high heels. I don't know. Maybe it's just me who's crazy. I don't know. But okay, back to reality, girls. You know what? You love your heels, wear them, guys. You can have it, whatever. There's a good reason why you can. And I always say it's a sign of feel good, but exercising and having to spend 45 minutes, 1 hour in your high heels. What else are we going to have, guys? Cycling, wearing our high heels, and what? Where is it gonna go? So this is the thing, is because there's always people and folks that are selling this. You know, one of the thing is, it's not a woman who came up with this. I know. Let's not let people pry on our insecurities and actually sell like something that we don't do. And most of you in your high heels and doing these exercises, and guess what? All you're going to do is you're going to use more money for your chiropractor because your back is going to be off, you know, when you're doing all those things. And this thing of actually saying, well, you're going to do squats in your high heels. And guess what? When you squat in your high heels, now you're going to have a body. That's the image thing. And I don't know why we tend to sexualize fitness at our health. It has nothing to do with sexuality to a point and degree. It feels good, sweetheart, but it has nothing to do with your overall, your living organism, and you have to work on your functionality and overall functionality. Not really, you know, like I'm the, my body looks good or my shoulders look great or this, and I say work your whole body so that you can function. And the idea of humanity is coming into the world at a point in time and make sure that your life, you manage to, it's tolerable, you know, like when you do whatever, your adventure as a living human being, your functionality is its best, not just one part of you, right? So this is the thing, is we invest in wrong things. We, our understanding of why we do things is always a little bit obscured. I cannot really just, you know, like discourage everything. I like the idea of trying to motivate people, but are we motivating in the same thing? It's the same thing as you put a nice looking good girl looking spanker girl right outside the car, and does it mean every girl who has got a great body actually affords that car? You're just being used to sell a car. That's all that it is. Most of these girls, you never drive that car, you know? So that's the thing is, so let's not just lose ourselves. And I think it's challenging, probably frustrating as a coach, because every day I wake up, I try to find real ways of actually people having to live a better life and actually improving their health. And then all of a sudden you find that there is other people that are just thinking that it's actually more of just, you know, enticing people and coming up with these crazy ideas. Oh, good Lord, with this TikTok thing and anything that's on TikTok, right? So it has pushed people to think. It says when we say thinking out of the box, it's actually thinking out of the box so that you can create a very effective thing that was actually a solution to human life, not destruction to human life, because this is why. So if it's not crazy and ridiculous, which means it doesn't work, this is how we are actually programming ourselves to think. This is how we're conditioning our minds. If it's not ridiculous and it's not wow and blow your mind in a way of ridiculousness, so which means it doesn't work, and because people don't follow. And even then, because now all these things are being normalized and we actually believe this is the way of doing it. Okay, I think I've done ranting for today anyways on this matter, right? And I don't know what you guys think about this and what's your take when it comes to wearing your high heels, thongs and all those things in the park and in the gym and almost like, okay, let's get naked and this is the only way. I understand and I appreciate, you know, that because you want people to see that you have achieved something and you look good or whatever, but it's not really a sign. It actually defeats the whole purpose why people do it, really. It's in MED syndrome, I will say it over and over again, is destroying the whole thing. I understand, folks, what they're trying to do. But for ordinary people that are actually having real issues with their health, this is not the way we can actually be able to solve these things and actually make people realize or learn things, how to do these things. So for my lady friends out there and whatever, I know most of you will be actually saying thumbs down and whatever. I like saying it as it is, right? As the truth is the truth, guys. So we have to change our mind frame, because it seems like if you look back in the ages, right, with all those electrical shake machines, they were being sold and we did put whatever, alarm belts and all those. There's always gadgets that are being sold there. It's all about money. But the reality is we still have obesity. We still have women being challenged. Women, not all, the whole community, the whole world, we are challenged when it comes to our health. But we've got so many gadgets, so many gurus, so many, and you wonder, why are we not? Because we are not really looking for the truth. We are looking for all these other quick fixes, which I call it, you know, with the magical world of solving things, which means today I have, you know, like, I just, give me a secret. Okay, give me how quick it is. This is, if it's not quick, I'm not doing that because I don't have time for it, or it's not the right solution. So this is exactly, we have conditioned ourselves. We have the whole world is conditioned for a quick magical world. Everything is fast. Then we stand and we say, because even if we go in that in our mind and we're having that perceptions and the narrative is seems like, okay, it's going up and whatever, and we think, okay, this is going to work, then we realize, no, it doesn't work. And we keep doing this, which is why we recycle from one great idea, so-called great idea, to another idea, a new fix for your losing weight. And in this year, now we're coming into the new year, and now we've got a new one on the market that's coming, and everybody put good jump on that train or that wagon, and then we go down, then we get to the end of the year, then we find it doesn't work, and we wait for another year for another wagon that we jump into, and we find that it doesn't work. So because this thing about our health and fitness, it didn't start today. It is, we have been, you know, talking about it or learning or teaching people about it over, you know, since, you know, I don't know when we started actually the education system. So this is the thing is, so we need to really change our narrative and our understanding. And I always say, also for coaches out there, I don't know if these guys that invented this so-called dance in your heels, or, you know, like train in your heels and whatever, the booty, whatever, that we are actually being serious, because it seems like we are not serious. We're just looking for another hit, follow me, wow people, which is not really the real thing. And if we're doing that and we are actually destroying people's life and putting people in danger, because guess what? I can guarantee you, hips are just getting messed up, your knees, your tendons and whatever, they are all being wrecked, and you know, and those are the things that we actually don't talk about. If you want to be a serious coach, okay, do what you need to do. Can you imagine all teachers were making up things and theories when we were in school? You go to school, every teacher just make up things as they go and don't follow, you know, the right syllabus and whatever. Would be clever enough or be, you know, and we have to do things in a different, and which is why I keep challenging people. Why do we think we can do that with fitness? Why do we just think with our own health we can actually be able to have all these cookie cutter, you know, short term, or we live on a wow, you know, magical whatever. Why don't we really try to think in a different way and actually make it in a different way. Most people that know me, I'm very passionate about this, and which is why because that's the cornerstone. I'll tell you, it is the cornerstone of actually humanity. Your health means, you know, like it is, all things matter. You give value, you have to be alive and function, and actually anything that you say you're going to achieve starts with actually being a healthy person. If you're not, then we're challenged. You're really challenged, which is why we find if you've got any form of impediment or whatever, you're not a happy person. You won't celebrate that and says, oh, well, I'm disadvantaged in this or whatever. We always want all everything to be working perfectly, not perfectly, you know, like normal, right? So if we all thrive to function to that degree of normalcy, right? Normal, which means we are a healthy nation, we are an healthy society, we are a healthy world. I understand the idea of trying to sell this and that, and I always say, then we, you know, like, why can't we just sell the truth? The truth is hard to sell, I believe. I would guess so, but in people that live and live for solution finding, which is proper solution and solving problems, like all coaches that think that's what should be, than actually selling the narrative and false myths and misleading people on that. It won't going to take us anywhere. And I think, especially if you are in the fitness industry, and also this is your way of life, as I'm actually giving examples, if teachers, we don't like teachers that don't take their job seriously. From parents to people that actually do. How many of you have bad experience with teachers that you felt like, you know what, they were not really giving so much? And that's the same thing as when it comes to our health, and we have got these people that are just coming in and actually saying all these things, and even without whatever, just because you did mathematics doesn't actually give you you should call yourself a mathematics teacher. You have to have the knowledge of actually imparting the skill of imparting a knowledge, and I don't even know why that we believe that in this area of our life we simply need to do a copy and paste and follow me, I'm your leader or whatever, without actually being serious of it. And I'm thinking, okay, I don't know how that's going to go, because it's quite limited in thinking and also in the way we actually approaching it. So that was actually something that I saw that I thought I could actually share with you and talk to you on this podcast. So guys, if you like my content and you love some of the topics that we said, so I'm still just going in there to keep myself on the roll and also kind of have a feel at it. So your support is really appreciated, and I've got membership and community pages that you could actually visit. Your support is really, really appreciated. And also, I've got channels that I'm actually on. I'm on Instagram, and I'm also on Facebook, private groups and in public groups. And also, I am starting my channel, which is I'm kicking off my YouTube channel, where I'm actually adding more content. So if you can visit those and actually subscribe and follow and like and comment on all those social media pages that I actually have, so that you can help me to create a greater community, so that I will be able to provide and actually be able to have these conversations with you. If I can change a few people and they can change a few people, and that chain reaction can actually impact the world in a better way. So we all thrive to make changes in our lives. And also I say, let's make real, authentic, or truthful, or original, or factful ways of actually solving problems, and then we can make it a better world. And I think that's the thing, is you see, anything that takes away that, I don't think it's something that we should put effort on or try to, but we tend to support most of all those ridiculous things that we even know that they won't amount to anything, right? We don't like problems, but we tend to cheer on most of these problems, and after the fact then we realize, oopsie, what did we do there? And then we don't, and thank God we've got this thing of probably forgetting quickly really what we did not do right, and then we create another situation, and so we keep bumping around and actually keep creating all these things. Okay, guys, as I said, we'll leave you for now today, which means I'll see you in another podcast, and I actually appreciate you when you're tuning into this podcast and spending, give me your special time to spend time with me. And I really, really appreciate you. You have an awesome, awesome day wherever you are. If it's morning, you have an awesome, awesome morning. Until we chat again, ciao.